Welcome back to Two Sisters and a TV, the classic TV podcast, where we remember and celebrate all things and everything classic TV. If you were here for our last episode, we talked about Generation X and TV. And we found out after taking a look at the book, Generation X, From the Brady Bunch to Melrose Place, authored by Rob Owen, published back in 1997, among the participants in a survey that he took back in the mid-90s, it was discovered that of the TV shows to really have influenced Generation X the most, that TV show was The Brady Bunch. So it makes sense that we would take a look at one of the spinoffs of The Brady Bunch today. That spinoff is The Brady Brides, which aired on NBC for 10 episodes in early 1981. And of course, by this point, The Brady Bunch hadn't done anything together since the variety show, which they had on ABC during the 1976-1977 season. So the Bradys were all back for this particular, it was actually, it was a movie, and then it mushroomed, if you will, into the spinoff. So basically we have the Bradys back. Sydney's gone off to college, and so Carol and Mike are empty nesters. Alice has gotten married to Sam, and she's been gone for a couple of years, which is Mike and Carol. So all of a sudden we find out that Jan is engaged to be married. She's marrying her longtime boyfriend, Philip Covington III, who was a science college professor. Of course, he was portrayed by Ron Coolman. Philip, uptight. He's a little older than Jan. He was a neat freak. Stuffy. Funny, because, you know, the way that he carried himself, you know, he was funny. You know, the stuff that he would do, stuff he would say, you know, yeah, he was like, you can help but laugh at him because he was just, you know, he in all of his uptightness and perfection, you know, he was very comical. But Mike and Carol, Mike and Carol were kind of troubled by the news. All of this is on YouTube, by the way. The entire movie, The Brady Girls Get Married, is on YouTube. It originally aired in February of 1981 on NBC. Not sure why it was not on ABC, because that, of course, was where the Brady Bunch, you know, ran for 5 years. So not sure how it ended up over on NBC, but it did. And so they actually broke this movie up into three parts. It was kind of different the way they did this. They didn't just show it just all at the same time, like over a two-hour period. They split it up. The first episode aired on February the 5th, 1981. And then you had the next part, which was shown on February the 6th. And then you had the third part, which aired February the 13th. And then the last part aired on... No, wait, I got this completely wrong. I'm sorry. Oh my gosh. Can you believe I won a handwriting award back in the fifth grade? Anyway, this was all shown in February and March of 1981. Let me just put it that way. But anyway, Mike and Carol are kind of, you know, not as enthusiastic as you would think they should have been about Jan's upcoming nuptials. And the reason why is because they were in the mindset of Marcia is supposed to get married first. Now, at the time when I was watching this, I was in fourth grade, and I thought it was dumb then. As a kid, I'm like, what difference does it make if Jan gets married before Marcia? You know, that's just, that makes no sense. And so, you know, I asked my mom what she thought about it, and she was like, yeah, some parents, some families are like that. But it just didn't make any sense that, because if you remember the Brady Bunch, Marcia was always, you know, she was just perfect in every way. And Jan was always in her shadow. That's where the term Marcia comes from, because she was sick of being in Marcia's shadow all the time. You know, Marcia, you know, was the perfect student. She had the perfect hair. She, you know, never had trouble getting boyfriends. She was just whatever she wanted to do, she was successful at it. There was nothing that Marsha Brady could not do. And so here they go again. They're trying to basically impose Marsha upon Jan's happiness. They're trying to, you know, thrust Marsha into the picture, which was, you know, pretty stupid. And, you know, why they wrote it that way, I have no idea. Of course, this is all written and produced by Sherwood and Sherwood Schwartz and his son Lloyd. You know, they were the ones, of course, who, you know, were over the Brady Bunch TV show. But it just was dumb to me. And it's dumb now still. Like, for example, in our family, well, my sister's younger than I am, but she's the one who's married. I'm not married at all. I've never been married. So again, it really shouldn't matter. And of course, Marsha herself is upset. You know, she's all like, oh, I'm happy for Jan. But, you know, at the same time, you know, she's kind of like, well, you know, where's my Romeo? You know, where's my man? So enter Wally Logan, portrayed by Jerry Hauser. Wally and Marsha, I forget where they met, but, you know, Wally was the opposite of Philip. Wally was fun. He was laid back. He was a slob. He was really chill. And when he and Marsha met, I mean, he was really pursuing her. Today would be cringy to look at. Back then, it was just funny. But now it would be kind of like, oh, yes, stalker. Hello. But Wally was like really pursuing Marsha. Marsha was not really interested, but then she began to, you know, pay him some attention. And they started dating and they won this whirlwind, really quick courtship. And all of a sudden, bam, Marsha and Wally are also getting married. And it was just kind of like, what? So anyway, now the two sisters decide to get married at the same time and have a double wedding. Philip, definitely not for the idea. I don't think Wally really cared for it in the beginning either. For one thing, they wanted completely different weddings. Marsha and Wally wanted something really fun and chill and just, you know, laid back. Jan and Philip wanted something very traditional, very, you know, upscale with harps and violins. Marsha and Wally wanted, you know, rock music, like a rock band or whatever. So they were, you know, already at odds. But some kind of way they brought it together. By the way, Wally, I forgot to mention, he was a salesman for a large toy company. Forgot to mention that. So anyway, they decide they're going to get married. They made it work some kind of way. And then they're getting married outside, but then it starts to rain. So they have to take the wedding inside, so they're married inside of the Brady house. Now, when they were preparing to make this movie, Sherwood and Lloyd really didn't want to deal with Robert Reed again. Because if, you know, for those of you who know, for those of you who don't know, Robert Reed was very, very difficult to deal with on the Brady Bunch back in the, you know, the 70s. Late 60s, early 70s. He was very, very hard to deal with. He fought with Lloyd and Sherwood constantly. You know, it was just a constant battle. And so they didn't want to deal with him. But Robert Reed found out, probably from Florence Henderson, because Robert Reed was always very close to the cast of the Brady Bunch. That never ended, that never waned. So he probably found out from Florence. And so he was all like, there is just no way that you are going to have Marsha and Jan get married and I'm not there. I'm going to be the one to give my girls away. Because he really considered the Brady Bunch kids to be like his own. And they had a very loving, affectionate relationship with him in return. So he demanded to be a part of this movie and he definitely was not going to have, you know, there was no other option. He was going to be there. He was going to be the one to give away Marsha and Jan. So, of course, everyone's back for, you know, the wedding. Cindy and Bobby are back home from college. Greg's a doctor, or he's in med school, I think. He was in med school or he was a doctor already, one of the two. I have not seen the Brady Bunch, this movie, The Girls Getting Married. I haven't seen it in a while, but it is on YouTube. And Peter's in the Air Force. So everyone comes back for the wedding. And actually, this was the only time that the entire Brady Bunch cast came back for anything. Because in the variety show, Eve Plum, who portrayed Jan, was not back for it. She was busy doing TV movies, and her dad recommended that she stay away from anything, you know, Brady Bunch related. For the really big mistake series, The Bradys, which was on CBS back in 1990, Maureen McCormick was not back for that. She was pregnant. And I think she just had her daughter. Actually, she just had a baby. And she didn't like the script. She didn't like the premise of the show. And I don't blame her, because that is definitely for another time, for another episode. And then for the very Brady Christmas movie back in 1988, well, Susan Olsen was not a part of that. She had just gotten married, and she thought that, I remember reading somewhere, she thought that she was too much in the background. She did not want to, you know, be in the background. And so she decided to just bail on the movie. And again, she was replaced. I can't think of the actress's name. And she's a Facebook friend of mine, too. Her first name is Jennifer. I can't think of her last name, but she replaced Susan Olsen. In the variety series, Jerry Rochelle, if I'm pronouncing her last name right, replaced Eve Plum. She also is a Facebook friend of mine, and she is still known as being quote-unquote fake Jan, but she completely embraces that. She's still really close to her Brady Bunch cast members, by the way. And for the TV series, I think Leah Ayres was her name. She replaced Maureen. So this was the only time that their whole Brady cast, all nine actors and actresses, were back for a movie, a TV series, whatever. So that makes it stand out apart from any of the other, you know, Brady reunions. So anyway, they get married, and, you know, the wedding, you know, it's typical Brady, you know, wedding. I'm not going to give you too many details about how it was, but, you know, typical Brady wedding. So they decide, Marsha and Jan, they, you know, they're in California. Buying a house in California is not cheap. And so they're thinking, well, with all four of their incomes together, you know, because Marsha was a fashion director. Jan was an architect. She followed in Mike's footsteps. As I said, Marsha was a fashion designer. Philip was a college professor. And Wally, of course, worked at the toy company. With all of their incomes together, they could be able to afford a house. So they all decide to move in together. Philip, of course, not on board initially, but, you know, he does jump on the bandwagon before too long. And so that is how you have the Brady Brides come into being. The first episode aired on March the 6th, 1981. It was the only Brady show to be filmed before a live studio audience. It was on Friday nights at 8:30 rather Eastern Time, 7:30 Central Time. And it was kind of, in a way, reminiscent of The Odd Couple, you know, Wally and Philip, because they were definitely nothing but Felix and Oscar. But honestly, it was not a bad show. I watched some episodes on YouTube a few nights ago. It was pretty funny. It really was. They had an episode, I haven't seen this one yet, I think it's on YouTube, I hope it is. I'm going to have to find it if it's not, hopefully. But there was an episode where both couples, Marsha and Wally, Jan and Philip, were on the Newlywed Game, and Bob Eubanks was in the episode, and everyone says that that was the best episode of the show, and I can believe that. I can only imagine those four being on the Newlywed Game. But it was not a bad show. It was really a funny show. I think the problem was it was on in a terrible, terrible time slot. Because back in 1981, Friday nights belonged to CBS. That was The Incredible Hulk, The Dukes of Hazzard, and Dallas Night. That's a lineup that people who remember it still talk about to this very day. It's just that unforgettable. So to place the Brady Brides opposite that definitely was a huge mistake. If they'd have put it on another night, like maybe a Monday or a Tuesday or whatever, it probably would have lasted for a while. Because, like I said, I watched some episodes and I was surprised by how really funny it actually was. Now, I missed the Brady Brides in its original airing. I knew it was on. I wanted to watch it, but just couldn't tear myself away from CBS. And I remember one night I said to myself, okay, tonight I'm not going to watch CBS. I'll catch that in the summer reruns. I'm going to watch The Brady Brides. I'm going to do it. But by that time, the show had been canceled. Its last episode aired on April 17th, 1981. And I was like, oh man, oh no. So when I saw it on YouTube recently, that was my first time to ever see The Brady Brides. But it's funny because I was looking at some of the comments about not only The Brady Brides, but when the Brady Girls got married. And there were so many criticisms of Wally. That's who Marsha married? I can't believe Marsha married that guy. It just reminded me of Maureen McCormick saying how difficult it has been over the years, through the years, to portray, had to have been the one to have portrayed Marsha Brady. Because people expect Maureen McCormick to be perfect too. And people seem to, they can't differentiate between Marsha and Maureen. And so that just again proves how people expected Marsha to be perfect. Personally, there was nothing wrong with Marsha marrying Wally. You know, I didn't see anything wrong with that, you know, match at all. In real life, behind the scenes, Maureen was battling a very severe drug addiction. And Jerry Hauser, who portrayed Wally, helped her to get off of drugs. They became very close friends, and he really was very instrumental in helping her overcome her drug issues. I think they're still friends today, as a matter of fact. But he had a very big hand in that. So, like, if you've ever seen The Brady Brides, you know, it's definitely worth checking out. I think they're about, I'm not sure how many episodes are on YouTube. I watched a couple. I think there might be, well, there are only 10 episodes in the first place, unfortunately. I think they are about maybe 3 or 4 on YouTube. But, like I said, it was definitely funny. And Wally and Philip actually became pretty close. You know, they still had their differences, but they really became really good brothers-in-law there, you know, in the show. So it was fun to watch. I really enjoyed it. And I definitely, you know, highly recommend it. At least, you know, giving it a look and checking it out. After this, the Bradys would not get back together again until 1988, 7 years later, for A Very Brady Christmas. Of course, that movie, which aired on CBS in December of 1988, had huge ratings. It was one, like, I think it was like the biggest TV movie of the season, of the TV season. And of course, we watched it, and I think, I'm sure it too is on YouTube as well. But, and of course, Wally and Philip were back, along with, you know, Marsha and Jan. But, yeah, just wanted to take a look at the Brady Brides and kind of share that with you all. I sent a link to my sister to check out The Brady Brides. She's seen The Brady Girls Get Married, the movie. We've watched that before together, but she's never seen The Brady Brides. I think she's going to like it because she's a big, big Brady Bunch fan. So, you know, like I am, you know, we both grew up with The Brady Bunch. You know, it was definitely something, you know, watching it after school was definitely a daily ritual for both of us. And, you know, we still like it today. Of course, the entire series of The Brady Bunch is available on DVD. No surprise there. There are many books about The Brady Bunch out there. Barry Williams has written at least one or two. Of course, there's Maureen's book and there are other books out there as well. The Brady Bunch is on MeTV on Sunday afternoons or Sunday mornings, actually, right before Leave It to Beaver. They show 2 episodes back to back at noon Eastern time, noon until 1. And of course, it's streaming as well. And the Brady Bunch continues to live on. Definitely not going anywhere. Sadly, Florence Henderson, Robert Reed, and Abby Davis have all passed away. And the Brady kids recently, a couple of years ago, very recently, got back together to actually partake in a reality series about the renovation of the old Brady house. I can't remember the network that this was on, but you can check out interviews and clips, I think even episodes on YouTube. But they all got back together. You know, it's something else that they all came back for. All original Brady kids were back for this. And they were all participating actively in the renovation of the Brady house. They actually had a reunion not too long ago. There was a picture that went pretty viral on social media and across the internet as well, where they were all doing the staircase photo again. There is a comedian talk show host. I can't think of the guy's last name. First name is Andy. I think it's Andy Kramer, maybe. He's on the picture with them. A lot of people were not happy about that. He's standing between Greg and Marcia. Got a big, big smile on his face because he, too, is a big Brady Bunch fanatic. I think it's cool. I mean, who wouldn't want to be on a picture with the Brady kids on the staircase? But a lot of people, of course, not very happy about that. So they had a reunion, the six of them, recently. They're all still in touch. They all have a group text. And the Brady Bunch actually turns 55 years old this fall. In September, it will be 55 years ago when the Brady Bunch made its debut over on ABC. So yeah, I wanted to take a look at the Brady Broads. So we take a look back at early 80s TV shows. And as for usually, we don't give away what the next episode will be about, but we'll do it just this once. We're going to take a look at the TV show that came on before the Brady Brides did on NBC on Friday nights. Also produced by Sherwood and Lloyd Schwartz, the TV show Harper Valley PTA, which starred the beautiful, lovely, gorgeous, vivacious Barbara Eden. It was based on the movie from 1978. So that's what we're going to take a look at next time. Now that I did watch. I do remember watching Harper Valley PTA. Remember that very well. And we're going to take a look at that next time. Thank you for joining us today as we took a look back at the Brady Brides as we continue to take a look back at early 80s TV. Don't forget to hit that follow button and follow this podcast. You won't miss out on any of our episodes as we drop them. Thank you for your time and your support. Thank you for your ratings, your reviews. Again, thank you for being there and for joining us today and joining us as we share our content with you all on a weekly basis. This episode, we will bring it to you, if not this week, certainly next week. And we will see you all on the next episode.